I maintain my body in its original format. Oh, yes, I do. I maintain my body in my original format. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Oh, yes, I maintain my body in its original format. Can you imagine an absolute philosopher maintaining his body in its original format? Why not? Why not? We got to maintain it one way or another. We maintained it as a sloppy slop pail, or we maintained it as a glorious vehicle for the divine that we are. Oh my, oh my, oh my. For the glorious vehicle of the divine that we are. That's what I do. I maintain my body in its original format. Now, what is the original format of my body? What is the original intention of my body? Why do I have this body? Why do I have a body and any body at all, you know? Why do I have a body that is got problems with it or that got no problems? Why do I have a body at all? Well, the body is the outpicturing of what I believe about myself. Now, if I believe I am a wonderful person, I'm a good person, I'm a fantastic person, I'm a lovely person, my experiences in my world and my body will be those experiences. Now, if I'm a naughty person, if I think limiting thoughts, if I think thoughts that say my body is less than perfect, my body is less than its original format, well, then that's what I will have to experience. You say, well, how come little children have bodies that sometimes are a little less than perfect? How come adults have bodies that are less than perfect? How come old people or young people or how come anybody? How come dogs? How come cats? How come any type of pet that we have has a body sometimes less than perfect? Think about it. Think about it. When you concentrate on it being less than perfect, the body, you empower the body to be less than perfect. Now, what is the original format of the body? What is the original intention of the body to be? Is the original intention of the body to be its ideal format? Is the original intention of my body, your body, everybody's body, to be ideal? Are we born to be ideal, or are we born to be an illusion of less than perfect? Oh, an illusion of perfect, too. That's a good illusion. But we can be the illusion of less than perfect or of perfect. Now, say, for instance, we got off to a bad start and we're a little less than perfect. And we are in a body that has a few problems. And so we say to ourselves, oh, my God, I got a body that's got a few problems. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, the absolute philosopher, he would just settle down and say to himself, okay, this is the appearance. What appearance do I want? What cause must I put in motion to have the appearance that I want? Then that's the cause I'm going to put into motion. Ho, 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 ho. That's right. That's the cause I'm going to put into motion. That's the cause I'm going to put into motion. Okay, but the appearances, all the world is an appearance. All the world is but an illusion. All the world is an outward expression of what our inward thoughts are. You mean, the war in the world is my thought, unhappiness in the world is my thought, illness in the world is my thought, poverty, limitation in any way is my thought. That's right. There are people who we think live in poverty who do not know that they live in poverty. They live in what they live in, and they think they're living wonderful. And there are times when they have abundant food, and they say, wow! And there are times when they have limited food, and they just bide their time. They know better days are coming. They know that this is not the way it's going to always be. Now, when they're wise, when they're absolute philosophers, They will think to themselves, now how come sometimes I have good days and sometimes I have bad days? Sometimes I'm rich, sometimes I'm poor. Sometimes I've got a good steak dinner and other times I haven't even got a salad. My goodness sakes, what am I going to do? Well, what would the absolute philosopher say? I maintain my body in its original format. Okay, so I choose to have food, which helps me maintain my body in its original format. So I think I always have abundant food. I always have abundant food. I always have abundant food. And lo and behold, I always have abundant food. But Herb, it doesn't work that way. No, it surely doesn't work that way. People don't always have abundant food just because they think they don't have abundant food because they think they don't have abundant food. They don't have health because they don't think they have health. They don't have friends because they don't think they have friends. Oh, come on now. You're putting all the responsibility on the individual. That's right. I am the individual, and I put all responsibility for everything that happens in my life squarely on my shoulders, squarely in my heart, squarely with my words. I maintain my body in its original format. Now, how do I maintain my life, my affairs, my body in its original format? Well, in the first place, I have to come to a major conclusion. And that major conclusion is, I am divine. I am not human. I appear as a human right now, but I'm really divine. I come out of divine source subject. I come out of divine idealization. I come out of the divine allness. That's who I am. Now, I may be appearing less than that for a moment here or there. I may appear to lose the race, and then I build up the consciousness of my ability to run the race well and use my talent and believe in myself. And the minute I believe in myself, I begin to win the race. The minute I believe in my format for my body, my original format, then I begin to express it. What is your original format for your body? What is my original format for my body? It is good and very good. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. Oh, yes, it is. Now, can I, every moment of my life, delight in my wonderful body, appreciate my wonderful body, live in my original purity and integrity? Can I, every single moment, live in my original format? Well, first I got to have an original format. Dream it. Dream your wildest dream. If you had your druthers, what kind of a body would you like? Now just look at your body. You see it standing there in the mirror, just naked as a jaybird. And it's just there. It's flabby or it's skinny or it's tall or it's short or it's whatever it may be. And stop looking at your body as an image in the mirror, but start looking at your body as an image in your heart and mind. And start looking at your body and say, what perfectly formed toes I have. What a perfectly formed nose I have. What a perfectly formed body. All my bones are there. My framework, my skeleton is perfect. You know, everything about me is glorious. Oh, yes, 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 yes. My foundation is good. Oh, yes, my foundation is good. My original format is good. Now, let's start dressing our bones in ideal nerves, muscles, ideal blood vessels, ideal inner structure, all that stuff that goes on underneath the skin, and say, it's perfect, it's perfect, it's perfect. Billions and billions of miles of blood vessels, of arteries and cells, my goodness sakes, and the lungs and the heart, all interreacting, synchronizing beautifully to allow me to walk around and talk and think and act and jump and fly and have fun. Oh, my, yes. That original format's there, and I am calling it forth. All that flab that I have allowed to get on my body that does not please me, I release it, and I see my original format there, and I see the original me there. And I put my attention on that. I put my thought on it. I'm the absolute philosopher, and I'm going to philosophize about the absolute me, the wonderful me, my original intention, my original format. But I have to keep my original format constantly before me. I do not look at anyone in the world and see them less than their original format. And that, of course, is my outpicturing. And as I look at the beautiful bodies that people have, and I say, wow, what a gorgeous body you have. How well built your bones are. Every bone in your body is perfect, that's for sure. All the muscles and all the cells and everything is doing its perfect, wonderful job. It's ideal. Oh, man. Hey, come on, get off it. You're getting a little too crazy there. No. I am excited about my original format of my body, of my being, and of me. And I am returning in my thought to my original format of my body, to my original format of who and what I am. And I live that original format. I express that original format. I delight in that original format. And I live eternally in that original format. Now, there may be times that we choose to leave this planet Earth and move to another dimension that we are already in. And we may choose to leave our body behind because we didn't take good care of our body all the time. We didn't tell our body, oh, you're wonderful. Oh, you're fantastic. Yeah. When we tell our body, it is glorious. When we tell our body, it is a spiritually magnificent being. When we tell our body, it is perfect. Wonderful, fantastic, you can be sure that we will disappear from one dimension to another, just like we get on a train and go away. But we'll disappear, and we'll appear in these other dimensions as beautiful as we are. And we may even come back to the dimension that we are in now. We may leave it and come back. We may go, for there's no death. There's only immortality is only life eternal. And whatever body we choose, whatever vision we have of ourselves, however we look at ourselves, however we see our original format, what is your original format? Mine is good and very good. Mine is ideal. Mine is perfect. Mine is wonderful. And I live in that original format in my mind, in my heart, in my life, in my thought. Everything I do, I live in my original format. My feet are perfect. My legs are perfect. My body is perfect. All the organs in my body are doing their perfect thing. And I am peace. And I am delight. And I am happy. I have the choice, the privilege. I have the right. I have the responsibility to maintain my body in its original format. And how do I maintain my body in its original format? By my thought. Every day, I praise my body. I delight in my body. And I say my body is whole and perfect. Every day, I say my body is fabulous. Every day, I say my body is grand and glorious. And every day, I look with the eyes of this body, and I see every other body fabulous, whole, and perfect. I look at every person in my world, and I see them fabulous, whole, and perfect. No need for improvement, no need for change in any way, because they're my reflection, fabulous, whole, and perfect, to me. Now, when all the world gets on the bandwagon and start saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious. When all the world gets on, each member of this world will express that. Each member of this world will do their program. And they sometimes say the dead return. Yeah, well, the dead don't return. It's just sometimes beings return to their bodies that they have had and as they return to their bodies, they realize that they're supposed to be their original format, not whatever their body may have been when they left it. When you go to sleep at night, you leave your body. Now, what kind of a body are you leaving? Are you leaving your ideal body, whole and perfect, fabulous in every way? Or are you leaving a body that's got some problems, or that's got some areas that is not quite as perfect as it could be? Well, you come back to your body in the morning, you're reborn, and as you come back to your body, you say to your body, oh, what a glorious body, what a wonderful body. You're just waking up. You don't have to look at your body, you don't have to do anything, you just think. My body is perfect. My body is fantastic. My body is glorious. And your body is glorious. You wake up. You wake up from another dimension. And it's true. You wake up from a billion dimensions because you're in all of them. I'm in all of them. You wake up and you say, this is the beginning of a new day. It's the beginning of a new life. It's the beginning of a new opportunity. It's the beginning of me right now. It's my beginning. It's my beginning. No matter what happened before this dream, this illusion, no matter what happened before this experience right now, this is my beginning, and I am in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am in my original format. Oh, yes, that's who I really am. I maintain my body in its original format. I buy this brand new car from the dealer, and I wash it and polish it. I take my handkerchief and dust off any little dust. Underneath, I check it. I wash all the under pinions of the car. I go on the engine every day, and I take my cloth, and I wipe the engine of all dust and dirt, and the engine has nothing to hide its original purity and beauty. And I put the finest fluids into the car. I put the finest thought into the car. I drive the car with glory and hallelujah and wonder, and the car goes anywhere I want. I drive it meaningfully, purposefully, perfectly in every way. I drive my original car, whether it is a day old, a minute old, a week old, 100 years old. And it is in its original purity and integrity. And as long as I choose to use that car, it's divine. Now, I may metamorphize that car from being a car from, say, 2012 to a car from, say, 3005, because at that time, I like to have a car that represents the outpicturing of cars at that moment. And what they do, and how they are. But it's my original car that I've been in. I've only metamorphosed that car like a butterfly in a cocoon from a caterpillar. Yes, I have only changed from the inside out. And I'm expressing the latest, the best, the finest, the most perfect. And it is my original format. My original format is ideal. It's not anything in particular. It's not necessarily wheels or tires. It's not necessarily shape. It's just a matter of a vehicle in which I express myself. As my body is a vehicle in which I express myself. And when I was a baby, I had my body expressed as a baby. And it was an ideal baby. And as I grew to young adulthood, my body expressed itself in all of the growing maturity that it does. And I did not feel sad about it leaving baby or going to more maturity. I just delighted in it. And I lived in my original format. My original format was the ability of the seed to blossom into the flower and the flower to blossom into more seeds and to pollination and all the other things that a flower is heir to and delighting in. My body does the same. And as I become a more mature adult, my body is more mature. My body expresses the wonderful qualities of maturity and beauty and genius. Oh, how wonderful it is. I maintain my body in its original form, in its ideal format, the ideal purpose for which it exists. With all of its metamorphoses going on, however it may be, from a caterpillar to a butterfly, from a seed to a flower, from a seed to a tree, from a seed to me, the ideal, always in the seed, always in every aspect of my being, every step along the way, I am my ideal design, my ideal format, my ideal direction. As a seed of anything knows where it's going, so I know. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is to live and be and express exactly who and what I am. To reveal from my seed the perfection that I am. And to go back to seed again and be more seeds. And me, a single seed, turning out to be a billion seeds. And we moved several fish from one fish pond to another the other day. And one fish looked like it was full of eggs. And the other fish looked like it was a male. And we moved them to the pond. And we know what's going to happen. The one fish is a female full of eggs. And she will burst out those eggs. Thousands and thousands of eggs. And the male will cast its sperm across those eggs, and those eggs will fertilize, and those eggs will mature into little fish themselves. And pretty soon, they will fill the fish pond. But of nature, they only fill it to the capacity that the pond has to maintain them. And those who do not choose to be overfull, they just sort of disappear. And they disappear to be the scavenger on the bottom of the pond. And the goldfish are scavengers, and so they eat the scavenger on the bottom of the pond, and they become bigger and fuller and more beautiful. They follow their pattern. They follow their program. Now, what is your program? Is your program to be seed that becomes scavenger, or seed that becomes a fish, or seed that becomes the ideal being that you are, that I am? However we maintain ourselves, I maintain my body in its original format. I am my original being, and I am glorious, and I am wonderful, and I am eternal, and I am now. And really, that's all there is, and that's all there need be, because that's who you are, and that's who I am, and that's who we are. Join with me in this revelation. I maintain my body in its original format and know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.